Okay, let's get into this sugya. Today's daf Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Lamed Dalet. As we continue the last full daf here in the fourth parak in Maseches Pesachim, parak Makom Shenahagu. So we are in the sugyas of Anshe Yericho, what the Anshe Yericho did and what they didn't do. Mishnah said, according to our Girsa, that there were six things that they did that the Chachamim protested, and three that they didn't protest. Again, the formulation of our daf is, doesn't sound like any of them were good, any of them were the Chachamim supported, but you know, some of them they let go. If you look in the Tosefta, as we said, the Tosefta has a different version, it has a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda has the version that we have in the Tosefta, while Rabbi Meir has the version of, no, it's whether they did it beretzon chachamim or shelo beretzon chachamim. Right, that's the Tosefta right here. I mentioned in Perek Dalid, Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel and Tosefta, Tosefta Tesvav. Tesvav. Rabbi Meir says, Shisha dvar ma'asu anchi yiricho, shlosha beretzon chachamim, shlosha shelo beretzon chachamim. And then later on, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, im beretzon chachamim hein osin, you call adam osim kain. Right, if the Chachamim agree, then everybody should do it, not just Anshe Yericho. Ela shlosha michu biyadan or shlosha lo michu biyadan. Right, that was the difference in formulation that the Gemara brought up from the Tosefta. One of them was Karchenes Shema. And remember, that was the different days in the Gemara. Whether that means they weren't mafsik between the words properly, or they didn't say Baruch Shem. And I mentioned outside, but let's just read that. Inside, and that's the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about whether saying Baruch Shem is appropriate and whether that's the, where it came from. So that's the Gemara, Tanur Rabban, and the Gemara says there in the Bavli on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Ketzer Yicharchan Hashma, Omer Mishra Yisrael Hashem Okin Hashem Echad, V'lo Yem Afsikin, Divrei Rebbe Meir, they wouldn't be mafsik in the words, as we saw yesterday. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Afsikin, Hayu, Ela Shlo, Hayu Omer, Baruch Shem Kvom Afuzal Yelam Vahed. Right, they wouldn't say it. Va'anan mai taima. So why do we say it if they didn't say it and the chachamim were against also? Amridan le mai taima. Amridan le ki the darish of Shimon Lakish. Darish of Shimon Lakish. Va'yikra Yaakov abana va'yomer. Heyasav agid lachem. Yaakov Avinu gathers his children and says, "I have something to tell you." Bikesh Yaakov legalos lebanav ketsa yamin. Yaakov Avinu wanted to say over when Mashiach was going to come. Ketsa yamin, to tell over the all the events. The Nistachim and the Shechina. The Shechina was taken away from him because not appropriate for him to, for us to know. Amar Shem Achas V'Shalom Yesh B'Mitasi P'sul. So Yaakov Avinu says, one second, why did I just lose the Ashras Shechina? Why did I just lose the Ruach HaKodesh? Maybe there's a P'sul in the audience here, in my children. Maybe there's a P'sul Ka'Avraham Shiyas B'Menu Yishmael, the Avi Yitzchak Shiyas B'Menu Esav. Interesting, he doesn't say Avi Avraham, he just says Avraham. But Avi Yitzchak, right, he has to speak with Kavod. Amru lo banav Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And his children answer, no, they say Shema Yisrael. Shema, listen, is Yisrael, meaning Yaakov Avinu. Maybe some say they didn't say his name because you can't say your father's name. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, Kishem Shein Belibcha Ela Echad, Keach Ein Belibbeinu Ela Echad. Just like you only have one in your heart, so do we. Ba'osa Shah Pasa Yaakov Avinu V'yamar, Baruch Shem Kvom Achvazol Yelavet. He said Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem Kvom Achvazol Yelavet. Amri Rabbanan. So now, the Rabbanan know this story of Yaakov Avinu. So he said Baruch Shem. So they said, what should we do? Well, we put it into davening. Rabbi Hechi Nevid. Namru. Shall we say it? Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put it into Sefer Dvarim. Lo no, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe to put it into the Torah. Lo Namru, not to say it. Amru Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu said it. Hiskinu Shia Omer Moso Bachashai. So we say it quietly. That's the pshara. Sounds like the pshara. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Baruch Shem. Once had a Shavuot Shuvah drasha about Baruch Shem, because we know on Yom Kippur we say it out loud. Tzidkor Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Parshas Veschanan discusses Baruch Shem, and he says Baruch Shem is an exact translation with two extra words of Yehei Shmei Rabba. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. So that's, if you go Baruch Shem, right, Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is Heshbe Rabba Mivarach. And then, La'olam Li'olme Amalia is La'olam Va'ed. But it's missing Kvod Malchuso. Right? Yeheshme is the Aramaic without the Kvod Malchuso. And that's why the Gemara says, in the beginning of Maseches Brachot, that Hashem cries for the Churban, right, whenever he hears Yeheshme Rabba. Because Yeheshme, it's left out the Kvod Malchuso of, the Gilui, of the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's parallels to that, and There's a lot. Okay, so now let's, so we have the different days here about Baruch Shem and Shema. Right, there is a lumdus also in halacha, how much is Baruch Shem really integrated? Lamaisa, now that we say it, is it really integrated in Shema? Are there differences? We know how Chavon is ma'akev in Shema Yisrael. Is Chavon ma'akev in Baruch Shem? You're not allowed to be ma'afsik in Shema. You're allowed to be ma'afsik in Baruch Shem. Different halachas that reflect whether it's actually part of the first pasuk now or it's still different and in addition. Okay, so that was the discussion of the Anshe Yericho about Shema. Then we have the discussion of the Gamzio Shel Hektish. That's what we're up to now. Ketzad Hayu Matirin Begamzio Shel Hektish. So one of the actions, one of the activities that they did was that they cut the branches of a tree that their forefathers had been Maktish, and they cut down the fruit. So the question is, how they do that? Isn't that Gidule Hektish? And, you know, what are they, how are they being Nana? So, Kesei, my dear Makam Yashal Hektish, Sha'amru Lahem Chachamim, Einatem Modem Lano Begidule Hektish, Shein Asurin. This tree is, belongs to Hektish. So the fruit that come out of it, doesn't that belong to Hektish? So what are you cutting down the fruit for? It's also, it's Me'ila. Amru Lahem, they said, no. Avosenuk Shekdishu, Loekdishu Elakoros. Our forefathers, when they were Makdashit, they weren't makdish the whole tree, including everything that grew from it. They were only makdish the koras, the boards, the trunk and the branches. Why? B'pnei Bali Egrov. Because there were people at that time that were grabbing and taking their trees, and they wanted to prevent them. So people wouldn't care. Not everybody would worry about Gezel. They would worry about Me'ila. They worry about Me'ila, but they wouldn't care so much about Gezel. So they were makdish their trees. Shayubam and Odlin, Osam Bezroa. They used to take their trees by force. So they said, oh, they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. But they didn't have kavana that even Hayotze Mehem, you know, the fruit that weren't even there yet, would belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Umdana. The Umdana was, the halachic assumption, evaluation was that they were only, this is what Anshe Yericho said, our forefathers only meant that the tree should be hektish, but not what grows from it. So, sounds good. So, Ma Rabbanan Sovereign, what did the Rabbanan say back? Why were the Rabbanan not happy with what Anshe Yericho did? So, Meimar, they felt, they said, no. Either one of two arguments. Koros Uperos Hikdishu. No, we argue. I don't think they were just Makdish the Koros. They were also Makdish the Peros. That's what they think, right? That's what the Rav Chaim Ilyevsky says. Mi Savri da Avoseyem Af Peros, right, Hikdishu. The kosher, right, maybe they were, he has a little different reading, I should say, but, you know, maybe they were Makdish both. Afilu Tamar Koros Hikdishu, Peros Lo Hikdishu, and if you don't say not, even if you want to say there's no Doraisa by the Me'ila, Sricha L'Rabbanan, we'll read this in one of the ways that the Mefarshim read it, where to put the comma, Sricha L'Rabbanan, there's still a Tzarech Iyun for the Rabbanan still are not sure, even if they only have the Koros in mind, and the Peros are not included, Umdana, on a Doraisa level, maybe Midrabbanan should be included. Sricha L'Rabbanan, Hamakdash, Te'ilan, Maushi, Sharlo, Menakidulin. They still aren't sure about that, maybe Midrabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan, it is included. So here you can read the Rav Chaim Gadievsky. Afilu b'mishayer behedya hagidulin imutarin hein odilma asur midrabbanan dilma asi lemichlefei. Maybe they would Rabbanan were gozer that, you know, if you allow this, maybe people would be confused and even allow a tree that was fully hukdash, including the gidulin. So that was the question that the Anshe Yericho had to deal with, meaning the Rabbanan were upset at the Anshe Yericho. You know, it's not so clear that you could benefit from the Peros, even if you want to say that they only had the Koros in mind. So that was the root of the Machlokes when it comes to the Peros. So Nishma'inim and Adas, the Gemara says, well, wait, maybe there's a Mishnah in Peah that can help teach me this halacha about the Koros and the Peros. The Mishnah says in Peah. Our Gemara only quotes the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah. But if you look in the Mishnah in Peah, in the seventh parak, of Peah, Peah has, I think, eight prakim. So if you look at the end, the last Mishnah in the seventh parak, Hamakdash Karmo, somebody has a Kerem, and he was Makdash's Kerem. Somebody gives his Kerem to the Beis HaMikdash. So what the issue? The issue is that there are ololos. Ololos are grapes that are growing on the tree that belong to the aniyim, right? The ololos are like the inferior types of grapes that you have to leave for the aniyim. The question is, do those grapes, you know, if you're makdish your kerem, Do those ololos go to the Beis HaMikdash, or do they belong to the Aniyim? So says the Mishnah, it depends when you were Makdash it. Makdash, Karmash lo nodu ololos, if you were Makdash your Karen before anything grew, at a very early stage, the grapes that were going to be ololos didn't grow yet. So if at that stage, ain ololos Aniyim, then it's there are no ololos yet. So the whole Karen belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's no ololos when it comes to a sadeh shel, a kerem shel hektish. So if he was makdash it before it grew, so then it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But mishanodu ba ololos, and now read what's in our Gemara, mishanodu ololos, but if somebody has a fully grown kerem, and there are some ololos there, there are some singular inferior type of grapes, some say that they didn't fully ripen, but they're going to go to the aniyim, so then the hektish is not chal on those grapes. Ha'ololos le'aniyim. So the ololos go to the aniyim. So the Gemara is suggesting that just like here, if it's already designated, you could separate the kerem itself, the vines, from the grapes, from the ololos that are going to the aniyim. So too, if you are makdash beferish, just the koros, then the peros can be separate. Peros can be separate. You see here, there's no din, zotin drabanan. Right, says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, Tekiva deshal aniyim hein ha'ololos, have kemishayer hagidulin. Since the ololos basically belong and are already earmarked for the aniyim, it's like explicitly excluding them. Alma b'mishayer lehed yashari. So it sounds like if you were explicitly leave it out, it would be mutter. There wouldn't be even in a sedra banan. So we're comparing, the case where you are makdash a favor, just the koros, and this case where you're makdash the kerem, and the ololos and mela are excluded because they belong to the aniyim. So answers the Gemara, no. You can't compare the two. There's a difference between that you're trying to say what is excluded if you're beferish, excluded. So that has nothing to do with our case. Our case has a different reason why the ololos aren't included. Shan yehi sheina the matash, davar sheina shelo. Here the ololos already belong to the aniyim. It's already earmarked. And therefore, you can't be makdash davar sheina shelo. I remember Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in Meruba, Gazav alonis yashu abaylim shneim ein yecholon lahakdisho. Zelafi sheina shelo vezelafi sheina brishuso. If you don't have full control over an item, whether it's not yours, whether it's not in your rishus, whether it's labeled to go to someone else, so you can't be makdash it. So ein adam makdash davar sheina shelo. So it's not because you are mechavin to be motzi them. So there's no raya ein adam makdash davar sheina shelo here. How you makdash something? By saying. By just saying, we know that I'm Yerusal Gavok and it's Yerusal Hedyo. You don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan to be Makdashit. You can just label it. So right when he labels it, but it's not Chal on the Olos, because the Olos don't belong to him. It belongs to the Shevet Aniyim, to the group of Aniyim, even though there's no specific Ani that yet has it, but it's still the Yad Aniyim has hold over these grapes. Says the Gemara, if the Olos go to the Aniyim, so what about the Reish of the Mishnah, the first line that we read? Mayata fi lo nodu Ololos, you Olos Aniyim. Right? Even before they grow. Right? You know that they're going to grow and they're gonna go to the Aniyim, so the Olos should belong even then. So the Gemara says, no, there's no Ololos yet. Right? Then it's just called the Kerem. Shani Hishu Kerem Lehektish. Before it grows, that it's just the kerem of hektish. It all goes. There's no ololos yet, right? It's like davar sheino lo bala olam, and therefore you can't label it as going to the aniyim if it didn't grow yet. Hada detani, like the following brayso that says if you have a kerem hektish, then there are pturim for all of the matnas aniyim. Hanotea kerem lehektish. The brayso says if there is a kerem, so he plants a kerem and he has in mind this kerem is going to be fully for the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to, all the wine and everything's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash from this kerem. So then, pater mina peret, mina arla. Peret is the leket, right? If there are singular grapes that fall down as one is, harvesting, so those go to the aniyim. Umina arla. There's no arla when it comes to a kerem of hektish. Even the first 3 years, hektish is allowed to use it. Umina ravai. In the fourth year, right, taking up to the Yerushalayim, there's no Ravai. Umina Ololos. And also there's no Ololos. It says there, so Vachayeb Shvias. There is Shmita, there is Tusha Shvias. But all these other Matnas Aniyim and other halachas of Arla and Ravai don't apply. And where do you see that Shvias is different? So the Gemara quotes a drasha. Rabbi Zaor, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Vishav, Saha Aretz, Shabbos Lashem. The Pasuk by Shmita. Afilu Davar Shehu Lashem, Kedushas Shvias Chala Alav. That's the drasha. V'shavsha ha'aret, there can be kedusha shviyas, even Shabbos, Lashem, even to somebody that belongs to Hashem, which is hektish, right? And that's the drasha. Avilu davarshu Hashem kedusha shvias chala alav. Period. Stop there for a minute. Arla and Ravai are both mentioned in this brisa, in this Tosefta, that they're both excluded. Both excluded from Sada Hektish. There's no Arla and Ravai. Does Arla and Ravai always go together? Are there differences between when you might have one, might have Arla, but you wouldn't have Ravai? Right? To say that you have Ravai and not Arla, that would be harder. But are there cases where there is Arla, but there's no Ravai? So we've mentioned, not for a while, but we mentioned that there is a Rambam and Gaonim, Machlokas, Rambam and the Gaonim. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin that there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. That's maybe Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, maybe it's in Drabanan, but there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Safek Arla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. That's built into the Halacha. Only Vade Arla, not Safek Arla. Right? There are a couple of exceptions to the rule of Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Vade Mamzer, but not Safek Mamzer. Right? That's Pashtus, an exception to the rule. Right? This is part of the discussion of the Rambam and the Rashba, the first Shmaitza discusses this. Once you have those exceptions, so is that Mora that the rule is usually opposite? If you have two exceptions where you have, say, Savig Lakula, Mashba the regular din, is Savig Lachumra, Mita Araisa, that's the Sheet of the Rashba. Or do you say somehow that these are Mora on the din itself? Right? The fact that Safik Arla is Mutter means Savik Daraisa Lachumra is itself a din Drabana, but Savik Lakula, so that shows and reflects the din and not an exception to the rule. Okay, but that's a din of the Gemaras, Arles Chutz La'aretz. What about Ravai Chutz La'aretz? So there's no explicit Gemara there about Ravai. So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Does Ravai always go together with Arla? Says the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav, Avil Chuz Machalas Asuros, Yireli, She'ein Din Ravai Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam Yireli always means that it's based on his own conviction, not based on an earlier source. So Yireli, that Ravai is not Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. Ela Ochel Peirishan Ravias below Pidyon Klau. You eat it. There's no pidyon, there's no redemption needed, nothing brought to Yerushalayim. Shalom amru elah ha'arla, the kavachomer advarim, and the Rambam says, and it's the kavachomer that there's no ravai. Uma surya, shechayeves b'maiser subishvias midevrayim. Surya, the land contiguous with Eretz Yisrael, surya, the kibush yachid. So surya, which is chayev and maiser and shvias midirabanan. Eina chayeves b'netar ravai, right, is not chayev and ravai. So chutz la'aretz, which is not chayev and maiser and shvias, surely should be part of a ravai. Chutz la'aretz lo kol shekein, shlo yeh netar ravai noiba. The choru mixas ge'onim, some ge'onim, says the Rambam, say, shekerem ravai, levado podeno b'tsub chutz la'aretz. Some say that kerem ravai, not all neta, but a middle approach, that at least kerem ravai is no, it's, applies to chutz la'aretz. V'yachar kach yeh mutter b'achila. V'ein l'davar zer ikar, I don't think there's any basis for this. And there are some rishonim that say maybe it's all, but, at least in terms of the kerem, excuse me, machlokas Rambam and Gaonim, do we say that once Arla is knowing, then kerem would also be knowing? This is where Reb Chaim on this Rambam discusses, maybe it's not an issue of the relationship, meaning what's this machlokas about? Maybe it's machlokas about the issue of relationship between Arla and Ravai, as I just explained, or maybe it's a machlokas about how to understand the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai of Arlas Chutz La'aretz. And that's where Reb Chaim develops his idea that there are two types of halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. There's halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me something totally new that I wouldn't have known. I didn't know. New halacha. Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. Many of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai's that have no connection to any prior halacha. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes. But then there's halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes, which means that there's a din that we already know, and the halacha Moshe B'Sinai expands our understanding of the existent din. So, here, we have a concept of Arla. So when we say this Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is that expanding Arla? Right, there's Arla. I always used to think that Arla was just like all the other mitzvahs of Tullius Pa'aretz and only applied in Eretz Yisrael. Comes along, halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me wrong. This Arla applies everywhere. So we've expanded our definition, our understanding. It's mifareshes. Or do we say no? Arlas Chutz La'aretz. That's something totally new. They don't have to do with Arlas Eretz Yisrael. There's Arlas Eretz Yisrael, and there's Arlas Chutz La'aretz. There's two different dinim. L'may nafkamina is their ravai. Meaning if it's a mifareshes, so then it's expanding Arla, and Arla always has ravai, Arlas Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a mechadeshes, something totally new, then you don't need ravai, because it's a new din. And there are many other areas, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that one could understand in this way. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That a field, a kerem of Hekdesh, does not have ololos or arlo or revai, but it does have Shemitah. Meaning you could have fruit that has a double Kedusha. It has Shemitah Kedusha and Hekdesh Kedusha. So now the Gemara says, we have a problem. We have a problem. Why? Because Hekdesh fruit, you're not allowed to eat. Shemitah fruit, you have a mitzvah to eat. Right, the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah in his Osafos. And what else can we talk about? There's chilul on Peres Hekdesh. Peres Shvius, the Kedusha never leaves them. Also, Hekdesh can be mischalel either through selling it or just during being poda. Just saying, I want the Kedusha of Hekdesh to go onto here. That works. Not clear that that works by Shemitah. It works by Hekdesh, but it might not work by Shemitah. Shemitah, Mechira could transfer, even though the original Kedusha never leaves. But the Pidyon Atzmis might not leave. So basically there are differences in Halacha between the Kedusha of Shemitah and the Kedusha of Hekdesh. So what do you do with this fruit? So what do you do, lo pidyon, to eat this fruit that has Hekdesh and Shemitah Kedusha? To eat the fruit without being po de Yefshar. You can't do that because it's Hekdesh. She Yefshar lehekdesh, lo pidyon. Right? Hekdesh doesn't, you're not allowed to enjoy and part and be nana from Hekdesh without being po de. Lift doso lo. Okay, you're going to be po de, then eat it. That also doesn't work. Why? Because you're going to switch the Kedusha onto something else, onto other fruit. Maybe other fruit you're going to be switched to Kedusha on. It's like you're buying an axe with Shemitah value. What does that mean? You're buying something that's inedible. You have to buy, for Shemitah has to be only to eat or to drink or to get to smear. But here the food that you're poda on is lamaisa inedible. You can't eat it because it's Hekdesh. And you can't sell it because it's Shemitah. You know, let us sell the Shemitah produce. So it's like buying something that's inedible. So what are you supposed to do here? So the Gemara says, oh, Amarle, Hagizbar Haya Machalfam Biadacher. Maybe you don't sell it. You don't sell it, you just are poded, the Kedusha, which switches the Hekdesh status, but doesn't switch the Shemitah status. So that's what you have to try to switch. You get the Kedusha of the Hekdesh onto something else, because that could flip. So the original fruit now are no longer Hekdesh, it's just Shemitah. You can eat Shemitah fruit. You can eat Shemitah fruit. Now the new thing has Hekdesh Kedusha only. Okay, you can be opposed to that. So that's what you do. Hagizbari Machalfan, Biyad Acher. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. How do you ever get into this problem? How do you ever have Shemitah and Hekdesh Kedusha together? Amr Matanya Lamali Nan Patrin La. Why didn't we explain it? Skip the next two words. Kiahid Ma Rabbi Yochanan. Why don't we explain it based on what Rabbi Yochanan says about Rabbi Yossi Shita? Remember, we have a mission in Maseches Nedarim. Mishnah Nedarim that tells us, Daf Mem Gimel in the Bavli, the Mishnah Nedarim tells us what happens if you have a Mudra Anah. Reuven is Mudra Anah from Shimon. He's not allowed to give any Anah to Shimon, but they're walking in the desert together, and Reuven has water, and he wants to give Shimon some water. So, how does he give? He can't. He's Mudra Anah. So Tana Kama says, no problem. Be mafkirit. Put the water on a rock. Say it's hefker, and then Shimon could partake of it. Wonderful. That's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi says, hefker does not really leave the reshus of the mafkir until the next person picks it up. So in this case, it would be considered Shimon getting something from Reuven. Right? So therefore, what do you do? The Gemara wonders, according to Rabbi Yossi. If you have another person there, then give it to the other person in between. But if not, you're stuck. Rabbi Yossi would say, if you're mafkirit, it doesn't really leave the reshus of the mafkir until it goes to the reshus of Zoche. Parenthetically, remember the Nesiva says that's what Yeish is according to what we paskin. He uses Rabbi Yossi's hefker as a model. But the Gemara says here that that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan comments on Rabbi Yossi, when do we say that it's a problem that he can't be mafkir because the guy can't get on off from it? That's only Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, B'bnei Shekadem Nidro Lef Kera. That's only if he's mafkirit after he's ready mudrana, like the case described there. He's mudrana, then he wants to be mafkir his water. But what happens if he was mafkir his water before he was mudrana? Person's mafkir a lot of things, and then he's mudrana. So the stuff that's hefker, the other guy can get benefit from. Rabbi Yossi says it's not out of his reshus fully. It doesn't matter. It must be, the assumption is that it must be that if I was mafkir something and then I'm mudrana, my mudrana does not include what I was already mafkir. Right? That's my halachic assumption. Right? So the Gemara says here too, if you're being makdish, pay reshvius, but pay reshvius is already hefker. So it's ki'ilu, it's the hefker comes before the Hakdosha. So just like in the case there, if the Hefker comes before the Mudrana does not include the Hefker, what was already Hefker. So here, the Hakdosha must not include what was already Mufkar, which means the Shrius. So how do you ever have the case where the Kedusha is Chal? The Hacham Ebnesha Kadam Hefkero, read it like that, Lagdeshon. Right, if you have Perishvius, it's already Hefker before the Hektish. Right, Perishvius are Hefker, doesn't belong to you. Shemot. And therefore, says the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara just give an answer? This will never come up. The Hechi Timsi wouldn't come up. Fine, you'll be able to say that a Kerem of Hektish is Pater from Peret Arla Ravai Ololos, but Shvius, it's already Perishvius. If it's already Perishvius, if you were Maktish before Shemitah, fine, it's not Shemitah yet. It's not, but if it was already Shemitah, which Pashtus, that's what it is, isn't it already Hefker, and therefore, it shouldn't be, the Hakdasha shouldn't be Chal. No answer given to that question, but that is here in the Yerushalmi, but, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan just says, Mai Sahaya Vahoran Kerab Yosa. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says that there was a story that the Rabbana Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi are we talking about? So that's Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah that we were talking about that we didn't read the continuation. Remember the Mishnah. If you're Maktish, you're Karen before the Olos are Nikar. So then the Olos don't go to the Aniyim. Once the Olos are Nikar, it goes to the Aniyim. Rabbi Yossi there has another Deya. Rabbi Yossi Omer is the last Mishnah in the seventh parak of Peah. Yitnu Schar Gidulim Hektish. The Aniyim get it, but they have to pay Hektish. Midrabanan. Midrabanan have to pay Hektish. The Aniyim have to pay the Gizbar, from the, Shevach. That it still had grown. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. Weiter. So now, because we mentioned that Mishnah, the first half of that Mishnah, we have the second half of that Mishnah. The second half of that Mishnah talks about Shichacha. Shichacha. So Shichacha, we know if you forget certain bundles in the field, then you have to leave it for the Aniyim. But the Mishnah there talks about Shichacha of a vine. If you have an Aris and Ruglios, Aris are vines that are raised up by poles, and ruglios are vines that grow on the floor. So the Gemara has rules. When is there shichacha by aris, which is the higher level, the vines that are raised? If you walked by and you can't reach back and grab it anymore, then it's already shichacha. That's by aris. And by the ruglios, it says right when you pass by. Mishiavar himena. Right when you pass by, even if you can reach back and get it, it's already shechacha. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says again, aris, if you can't reach it anymore, ruglios, the ones on the bottom, right when you pass by. So that's by vines. There is a machlokes in the Gemara quoted in Peah that we had already between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia. What about regular trees? What about regular trees? So Rabbi Yochanan says, when it comes to regular trees, it's right when you pass by. And Rabbi Yoshia says, no, as long as you know, if you can't reach back. So the Gemara is about to ask that each of those shitos, if we're assuming that trees are like vines, each of those shitos is against one of the lines of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, les ha da pliga a Rabbi Yochanan. So doesn't the Mishnah argue on Rabbi Yochanan? Because what does Rabbi Yochanan say? The Mishnah says that when it comes to aris, when it comes to the hanging vines, it's shichacha when you can't reach back. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mikima Sha'avar Lav Shacha Reu Shicha. Right when you pass by in Shichacha. So how does Rabbi Yochanan fit with that Mishnah, the Aris line? So the Gemara says, no, grapes are different. Shaniyhi Ba'aris Shadaka Labachin. When it comes to the hanging grapes, you go back a few times to make sure you didn't miss any grapes. So even if you pass by, right when you pass by, you know, it's not, you don't consider that Shichacha yet, because the Umdun is that you're going to go back a few times. So Rabbi Yochanan is talking about regular trees. Regular trees is right when you pass by. But the aris, right, these hanging vines, the Mishnah says, no, until you get further that you can't reach back. Fine, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia seems to be against the second line of the Mishnah, the ruglios. Because Rabbi Yoshia says, what's the shear? You can't reach back. What does the Mishnah say about ruglios? Right, the vines by the ground, that's right when you pass by. So, afilu ad Rabbi Yoshia lesi plika. The Mishnah is not against Rabbi Yoshia either. Why? Rabbi Yoshia ma romes hayisi bezeisim mi Rabbi Chiya hagadol. One time, I was treading olives with Rabbi Chiya va'amrali, and he said to me, kol zayish sha'at yachol lefsho yadcha v'litzvo, ein ha'shechacha. Right? And he said to me that any olive that you could reach back, right, then it's not shechacha. So again, how does that work with the ruglios? The ruglios says, right when you pass by. And Rabbi Yoshia Shita is, you know, if you can reach back, it's still not shechacha. Shan yehi shekal ruglios veruglios or roglos uman bifnei atzma. The way the ruglios grow, we treat each of them as a separate row. And the rule is, once you finish a row, even if you could reach back, it's separate. You can't, that's shechacha. So that ruglios, again, are separate. So the aris is different. The ruglios are different, right? Every case is different. And therefore, there's no kasha. Period. The next Gemara is not 100% clear. The Mefarshim wonder what it's doing here. Probably because it has to do with Hakdasha coming up. But let's see. Rabbi Abba, Barkana, Boy Kumi, Rabbi Imi, Hamas, Rabbi Zachavei, Rabbi Nisrach Ladamav. I rent out a house and somebody's living in there. And then all of a sudden I have no money. And the only way I can get money is if I sell the rental and I'm going to have to throw the tenant out. Am I allowed to do that if I have no money? So Amalei, Rabbi Imi says, yeah. Lo Allah Dashi, Allah Musbarav. No, nobody thinks that you'll rent out a house if it means that you're going to starve, right? Therefore, if you have an one situation, you're allowed to sell it and ask the tenant to leave. Rabbi Zuura, Rabbi La Traveon Amrin, they say no. Mistiosis baoni hui. Hard phrase to translate, but what it means is that no, the tenant has rights. He has a shtar that he's renting. V'nichnes b'mekach, and it's kiilu it's his. Kiilu he has a kinyan, so therefore you can't throw him out. Tani, what about this case? If you rent out a house, but then you're makdish the house. The Brisa says, the tenant can still stay there. I belong to the Beis HaMikdash. He can still stay there. And he pays hektish the rental fee. That's only if he didn't pay the owner yet, the landlord. If you already pay the landlord, then he doesn't have to do anything. Already paid the landlord, then he could stay in it for free because he already paid. We'll get to the lumdus soon. Let's just do one more story. In the days of Rabbi Mana, there were armies. There were troops that are in Sipori. And the army troops took some of the children as a mashkon, as security. And the only way to get them back was to pay them off. So midasoy meza, alone where they were going to leave, Afik Rabbi Mana Cruz, right? Rabbi Mana put out an announcement. Kihid Rabbi Imi. He passed like Rabbi Imi, who says if you need money, you could sell your rentals and get money to get your kids back. Omar, he said, Lo da nas savar kedaiti. Not that I always pass like Rabbi Imi, that you could throw out your rent to your tenants. Ela beginsi paraya de loyakla b'neon. I mean, here it's impossible. You don't want your kids to go with the armies. So therefore, that's why it's allowed to be done here. Period. We'll have to stop here, but maybe we'll start tomorrow with the COVID Sa'aris. Rabbi Elchanan wonders, how could you live in a house that belongs to Hekdesh? Isn't it Mi'ila? How is that allowed? So maybe we'll start with that by the Shem as we continue with the issues of the Anshei Yericho. Stop here.